喂呀呦，喂呀哎呀呦，喂呀呦，哎呦，喂呀呦，喂呀。
Welcome to Wisdom of the Elders. I'm Arlene Eskay. It was the sound of it that gave the Great Falls its name. Tum. The sound of water hitting rock. Tum. The great Columbia River, draining all of the Northwest, gushed over the basalt barriers, pounding the rock like a giant gong, calling the people from miles around. Tum. On October 23, 1805, the sound of the falls beckoned to Lewis and Clark's Corps of Discovery as they rowed down the quickening current of the Columbia toward what is today called Celilo Falls. At the head of the Columbia River Gorge, Celilo formed the upper part of a series of spectacular falls and canyons through an area we now call the Dalles. As James Rhonda notes, these dramatic features in combination with the warm, dry winds of the inland plateau created the most important fishing and trading complex in the Northwest. Migrating salmon resting in the pools and leaping the falls were caught by the thousands. The men fished from family-owned platforms perched on the cliffs, pulling in the huge salmon with pole-mounted dip nets. The fish were systematically dried, pounded, and stored in baskets by the women. Every year between the months of May and October, the Dalles-Celilo area filled with thousands of people from hundreds of miles away seeking to fish or trade. From the Pacific coast, Chinookan people came with shells and a variety of European goods purchased from British and American traders. Local Sahaptan tribes brought meat, dried roots, and berries. Rocky Mountain tribes brought buffalo robes, horses, and hide clothing. They all converged on the villages of the Wishram and the Wasco to trade, gamble, and socialize. With the signing of the Walla Walla Treaty of 1855, many of the tribes along the Columbia were moved to the timbered forests and rangelands 90 miles to the south. They were joined in 1879 by members of the Northern Paiute. In 1956, the traditional fishing sites along the Columbia River were flooded by the Dalles Dam. It was a tragic loss for these nations. However, the confederated tribes of the Warm Springs Indians have graciously and courageously maintained their rich way of life, hunting deer and elk, fishing for salmon and eels, and gathering huckleberries and camas roots. Their 640,000-acre reservation runs along the Deschutes River up to the crest of the Cascade Mountain Range. Using their timber and agricultural resources, they have become good stewards of the land they now call home. In 1980, they purchased back a traditional fishing site along the Deschutes River. Also on the Deschutes, a hydroelectric project is now jointly owned and managed by the Warm Springs tribes and a local power company. The Kaneda High Desert Resort and Casino generates income and tourism. The tribe is positioned for a prosperous future, but retains the values of its heritage. I'm Arlene Eskay, and this is Wisdom of the Elders. Many years ago, an elder would always remind Adeline Miller that she was born up in the mountains during huckleberry time. Now a tribal elder herself, Miller reminds her children and grandchildren of their origins through song, dance, and ceremony. It's what keeps Adeline spry, as Brian Bull explains on today's Elder Wisdom.
Adeline Miller remembers a time where people made the things they needed, and stories were shared by elders, not a TV or movie screen. Born of Warm Springs, Yakima, Klickitat, and Paiute stock, Miller recalls her rustic childhood in the pine forests and sage-covered hills between the Cascades and Deschutes River Valley.
One I lived with was my mother's aunt. She was one of the corn squeavers. She'd make these great big root bags like you see in the museum. It's the only place you see him now. But to them, it was nothing to give it away to Indian trade, especially if they were having wedding trade. And she used to make her own dye. She wove her own twine out of that hemp. Taught us how to dig roots to make sure we dug a lot because we had a lot of people we had to think about. She stressed very much, remember your elders that cannot get out and they're shut in. They can't go anywhere and they can't get their own food anywhere. Remember them and you share.
Miller's aunt and grandmother had her deliver food to the elders as a way to honor and care for them. While she was told not to expect anything back in return, Miller was given many tokens of appreciation.
Some of these old ladies in their time, they say, I got a basket for her. I got a bag for her. One old man gave me a cow. Today I pass the teaching on to always share with the elders. Remember them, because they're not going to be with us forever. Because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't learn anything. You wouldn't know what to expect in life. Yeah, I was very fortunate to live with grandmother, to learn all of this. And she always told us to share. Not be mean to one another. You folks are sisters. Take care of one another. One day, one of you will be gone, you'll miss her. She prepared us for all of that. And that's why I always say she was a great teacher. And this is where most of my knowledge I learned from her and I remember.
Miller learned of her people's four feasts from her relatives. Each happens at a certain time of year when a particular food is ready for gathering. The celery feast is first, followed by the root feast, then the salmon feast. By late summer, it's time for the huckleberry feast.
So the huckleberries is the last. We have to take a taste of each one of these foods. Then when we're all through, then they say, okay, drink your water and you can eat all you can want. That goes on at any feast and also at funerals. They have this last meal with the person lying in state. They wear their traditional basket hat or the woven hats. So water holds a very special meaning to us. We're giving our thanks to the Creator for giving us water, for giving us life. If it was not for water, we'd have no game, meat. We'd have no fish in the rivers. We'd have no plants for our berries. We'd have no roots in the ground. So this is why we're always thanking the Creator for our water, by drinking water before each meal.
Miller worked a number of jobs, including farming and working at the tribal office. After retiring in 1991, she finds herself busier than ever.
Right now I work with the language. I help early childhood school by going over there singing songs or recording songs for them and teaching them dances. So I feel that to teach them at a young age, they know who they are. To be proud that they're Indian people, that they'll never be anything other than that. One little girl come in and she says that she was an Indian. So nice, you folks are Indian and I'm not Indian. Well, why do you say that? Because I'm not Indian. Yes, you're an Indian. Well, your skin is dark and look at mine. That don't mean you're not an Indian. You're still Indian. I am. That little child was so thrilled that she was an Indian. My reason for sticking with the children all the time. So when they ask me, I always try to be there for them. And we went to one conference in San Diego a few years back here, and they ask, we want you to share that laughing song. I says, yeah, sure we will. A whole banquet full of people, 1,500 people in that room. There's a big stage, so he gets up there, so he starts singing. What do? They go around in a circle, singing the song for them. Now everybody laughed and pointed at one another. We had the whole audience out there laughing. And says, "Well, we know laughter is the medicine, best medicine for all people. So this is why we have this song, laughing song. It's the best medicine you can ever come across is the laughter to share." It isn't you're ridiculing somebody or making fun of somebody. No. Just the song that you're expressing yourself. You're having fun.
But one thing Miller remains serious about is caring for the elders. While working as a specialist for senior citizens in hospitals, Miller talked to one elder who told her she was mistreated by a nurse.
She says, "You know that lady come in, put that tray down. She told me, 'You eat this.' And I shook my head. 'I can't eat that. I don't like that. Make me sick.' And she slapped me. So I went to see the doctor, who her doctor was. That nurse wasn't there that long. That's when the doctor says, 'It'd be helpful if you kind of orientate us to see how we are to care for you people. We'll understand you better in your ways.' And some of the things that I shared with them was, when you comb their hair in the mornings, do not throw their hair away. They keep that. So with every hair you take off of that comb, you have them put it away where they want to keep that hair. Give them a drink of water before each meal. Always greet them with a friendly face. Maybe pat on the hand or shoulder or something like that. They know you mean well. You say you limit 2 people to come into your visit if they're really sick. My people, they want everybody there, if it's standing room only. I says they feel good about that. That's their way. They want to pray. They have a song. Maybe you hear them singing in a hospital. They're asking for prayer and songs. So I made them understand how important that was to them."
Miller says by caring for elders, sharing knowledge with youngsters, and being generous with everyone, people can live full and happy lives. It's what keeps her traditions alive and her spirits high. For Wisdom of the Elders, I'm Brian Bull.
Brian Bull is Assistant News Director for Wisconsin Public Radio and is an enrolled member of the Nez Perce Tribe. He lives with his wife, 2 kids, and 3 cats in Madison, Wisconsin. Coming up in Speaking Native, linguist Don Addison introduces us to the 3 languages of the Warm Springs. In Sacred Landscape, Judy Bluehorse-Skelton talks about the 3 Berry Sisters of the Northwest. In Tribal Rhythms, Nico Wind explores family drumming traditions among the Warm Springs tribes. And in Health and Healing, Rose Highbear takes the battle against diabetes to the next level. Stay with us. This is Wisdom of the Elders.
Dum me ma van bon on the red, white, and the blue. Ovi dova yedet nuginum med am and avidin. Jova nazi wonder. Dum and avidin. Jova nazi wonder. Dum me ma van bon on the red, white, and the blue. Ovi dova yedet nuginum med am and avidin. Jova nazi wonder. Dum and avidin. Jova nazi wonder. Dum me ma van bon on the red, white, and the blue. Ovi dova yedet nuginum med am and avidin. Jova nazi wonder. Dum and avidin. Jehovah.